Hi, and welcome to Making the Strange, a podcast about how we made our fiction podcast. We will take you along with us in real time while we create our fiction podcast. I'm Jennifer, the writer and creator of The Strange Chronicles.
And I'm Chris, the producer of The Strange Chronicles, a sci-fi noir detective podcast.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about what it takes to create the post, which means post-production, the assembling of all of the creative elements. We'll talk about the editing, the music arrangement, the sweetening, the sound effects, and exporting of the final product.
We'll also discuss a technical mishap that happened along the way, something we hope to help you avoid. And in our How's the Writing Going segment, Jennifer will discuss how the writing is going.
And finally, we'll provide a podcast tip, something that you can use as a strategy for your own podcast.
First, a quick rundown of this podcast and why we are making it.
Yes, Making the Strange is a chronicle of our experience making a fiction podcast. So it's a little meta, a podcast for a podcast.
The experiment is partly to keep us accountable and on task, and also to share the experience for others who might want to make their own fiction podcast.
Exactly. So if you happen to be one of those people, we'd love to hear from you. Any questions or comments are welcome. Email us at info@thestrangechronicles.com, and we'll be sure to include your questions in a future episode.
Great. Now it's time for our technical magic or mishap. And today, it's a mishap.
Uh-oh, Chris, tell us what the technical mishap is.
Okay, so today's mishap was regarding the launch of our first episode. As we talked about in episode one, we put our podcast up through Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout allows you to post to all the different places, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, Google, you name it. The first one up to put it through, you kind of have to do a little bit of a manual process still. You can't just like hit publish and everything's there. Some of them, it actually works that way. It's pretty nice. But we knew going in that the big ones, the big boys, would be a bit of a process. There's time for approvals and all this stuff. So we did this about 2 weeks before we launched episode one. We wanted to have enough time to get through that review process and make sure we hit our launch date. So first up was Apple, and everything was going smoothly. We hit publish, we connected the RSS feed into our podcast, and then it came time to accept the terms and services. Now, we have multiple entities because we are planning on doing multiple projects, and we wanted to keep all of those entities separate. So we have different Apple accounts for each of our podcasts. So it became a little bit of a process, since the only way you can accept the terms and services with an Apple ID is not through the web, where you do everything else, but through their proprietary applications. So you have to open up the app and accept their terms and services. But in doing so, if you have your main entity, if you're logged in to one of your devices, your iPad or your phone, if you're logged into all those devices as your main entity, you have to log out of that ID and log in as the alternate ID so you can open up the app and accept the terms and services, which for most people, it doesn't sound problematic. But what that does is everything loses sync. You're basically logging out of your main
account.
Yeah, you're logging out of your main account, and it's scary. You know, you do a backup beforehand, but you want to go, when you come back in to log in, you worry about all your files syncing up, right? And sometimes, you know, it works, but it right. takes a couple days and you're like, where'd this thing go? And I can't find it. And
right.
it's scary. So once I figured out I had to, and it's not exactly obvious that that's why it's not working. That's what it was. I kept running into some error message. It was saying, you know, your podcast isn't accepted yet or whatever it was. I don't remember the specific error message, but basically I was like, why is this not going through? Why is this not finalizing? I've done everything. And it was accepting the terms
Those
and services.
Terms. Yeah. So if you're having trouble getting it to publish with Apple, check and make sure you've accepted the terms and services. And again, like Chris said, if you want to do it under a separate entity, you have to do a new Apple ID, sign in as that Apple ID, accept the terms and services. Then you can log out and log back in as your other entities.
And I will say after that, the process of getting through the approval process with Apple was great. Spotify was great. It was all really fast. We were concerned. You had read, you've done so much research into this project. This is why we tried to do it so far ahead of time, because we wanted to make sure we passed the various podcast players' QC process. And those were instantaneous. I think for Apple, our stuff was ready the next day, or maybe even the same day. Same with Spotify, found it the same day.
The other ones were a little bit slower.
Some of the other ones were slower. I think Google was about a 1 or 2 day trail. iHeart, Stitcher, all of the other ones were pretty quick. They were within 2 to 48 hours.
Cool.
And then that's the great thing is once you've got your first one up, then you're in the system.
Right.
And the approval process doesn't take as long. pretty much as soon as you hit publish on your podcast host, it's available really quickly on all those other podcast services. You don't have to go through that process, from what I can tell, every single time.
Right.
It just seems to happen, which is nice. So that's why we did actually, we posted the promo first.
Right. As a testing
ground. That was our testing ground.
Yeah, I think this is going to come up in another episode too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But so again, you made a technical mishap into some magic.
I mean, like I said, the magic always stems from the mishap.
It's true.
That's how we learn.
Exactly.
All right. Next up, we're going to discuss how the writing is going. So, Jen, how is the writing going?
It's going all right.
That was a long pause.
I know. It's going all right. It's been fits and starts because I'm finishing up a really big project right now. So when I finish that, I'll be able to get back into the podcast writing. But I will say I was able to get an outline done for the next episode. So I'll have to write that episode up. But it hasn't been great right now. So my verdict on the writing for now is hopeful, but I have only done an outline.
Okay. I mean, it's funny. We seem to be alternating on your stages of writing and how you're feeling about the writing. I think episode one, you're like, it's great. Episode two, you're like,
argh. Yeah.
Episode three was, hooray. Here we are. Episode four, you're like, argh.
I think this is like more meh, right? Like, I did do something.
Your writing process is like a sine wave. It's just...
It for sure is. And sometimes it's like a big U. So my verdict on the writing for now is hopeful that the amount of time I have for writing will be more open.
All right. Well, next up, we are going to discuss the post.
Yes, this is the post episode. Now, this is just a basic rundown of what happens after the recording and the editing of The Strange Chronicles.
Which is the process you go through. You know, you're the main voice recording. So you go in your little closet booth and record the whole episode after it's written, and then send me
the file.
Beautiful file.
And then you reject it. And then I do it again. And then I do it again. And then you reject it. I'm just kidding. Okay, that did happen to one episode.
I have notes.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Tell us about the post process.
Don't worry, I do the same thing to myself while I'm editing. So it's not just...
When you're done editing,
yeah,
I have notes.
You have
as well.
Notes back.
So
it's a give
and
take.
It works out.
You have to have thick skin.
Exactly.
Don't take anything personally. All right. So the post process for me, it's a multi-step process. First thing I do is I listen to all those recordings that you make. And then I do a timeline layout of the script and I choose the best takes, which is, you know, it takes a while. Again, you probably do about what, two or three takes at least?
Yeah. I mean, it started out my first episode, I think I was doing like 6 to 8 takes.
Yeah, that was a bit much. We don't need that many.
That was a lot. I was being a little bit perfectionist, but hopefully we're getting a little snappier.
Yeah, I think so. All right. So after I've grabbed all what I consider to be the best takes that you've done, that's when I go in and I do the fine tune process of the dialogue editing. Now, there are apps that you can get that will help cut out a lot of noise and, you know, they'll filter out some breaths and intakes and all that stuff. And I've run the audio through a bunch of those. And sometimes I feel like it makes the audio sound really like warbly, digitized. I've tried a bunch of different settings and I'm not an audio engineer. So
no.
No kidding. So I do the best that I can and I try a lot of automated things and it doesn't always give the best results to the ear. So what I do instead, and this is probably an insane process, but I go through and I cut out every single time you intake your breath on your takes. So I end up with probably 400 or 500 edits in a 10 to 15 minute podcast.
We should make a song out of those.
Out of your breaths? We can auto-tune it?
Yeah, like it would be like a beatbox sound, right? If it's just breaths. I mean, I try to breathe on the side.
No, you do a great job. But every once in a while, you can't help it. Yeah, you're a human. No. That's how
right.
you have to breathe.
Shoot.
Oh, gosh. So, you know, I go through and that's step 1B. I guess, or I know, I guess that's step two. Then when I'm finished with all that, I go through and I sort of work out the pacing. This is sort of a detective noir story. I wanted to keep the pacing up and a little like rat-a-tat-tat. This is something we had talked about as far as like the creative performance.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'll go through and make sure the timing sounds right because when I'm cutting out those breaths, it can make for awkward pauses. I want to make sure you sound natural as you're talking. And then once I've got that all lined up, that's where the episode really starts to take shape. So I've got a really good lay down of your whole entire recording. And as I'm going through it, I've got the script next to me, I'm making notes, I'm making sure I'm not missing any parts of the script that you've put in there. Sometimes I'll make a couple of decisions where I'm like, eh, that line's not really working, it doesn't really make sense. I'll pull it out, come talk to you afterwards and be like, hey, I did this. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, that makes sense. Or you'd be like, no, throw that back in.
No, that's important. Keep it.
That's my performance.
No.
No, you know, I don't know. We're pretty in tune with that stuff.
And then you go through the script and find the sound effects.
Yeah. So when you write the script, you put in little audio cues for me or put in little notes for when an audio cue needs to go in. Sometimes they're very descriptive, like I need a car sound or a phone ringing. And sometimes you just like to write in sounds.
I'm doing less of that now. I understand writing audio a little bit better. Well, where does somebody find sound effects for their podcast?
So you get them from sound libraries, and there are many different sound libraries out there. Some you can pay for, very professional. Others you can try and find free on the web. That's a little scary because you don't know that you've rarely got the rights to use that. That's part of where, like, again, going through a professional sound library service will help you, because you know when you're buying that, you're looking at the agreement, you're saying, okay, I have the rights to use this audio in my broadcast.
Are there ones that are free that you can, like sound libraries that you can?
Yeah, yes, there are royalty-free sound libraries that give you the rights to use in commercial applications or something like a podcast. I've even gone so far as to record some of our own Foley and make some some sound effects. I don't know if you saw me the other night. I was like out in the driveway starting and stopping my car and opening and closing doors.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I was recording my own Foley trying to get those right sounds.
No, those are great ideas for people that don't want to pay for sound effects or can't pay for sound effects to go out and record your own. If they're, you know, it's kind of fun. And I think there are some websites that give you ideas on how to make certain sounds.
Yeah, you can look up like how to do good Foley and things. And you know.
And that's Foley, F-O-L-E-Y.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And those Foley artists that do it professionally, again, they're brilliant.
Okay, so you've got the sound effects, but you're also using music. So how do you go about making the audio soundtrack?
So you can't just, again, royalties, rights, permissions, all that. You can't just go in and say, oh my God, I love Mark Mothersbaugh's music, or I love, you know, John
Kate
Williams'
Bush.
Music. I'm going to go pull the Star Wars soundtrack and put it into our podcast. You can't do that.
Sure.
You don't have the rights.
Right.
You'd get sued. And you can't afford to pay for it either.
Right. Right. Pay for licensing music can be expensive.
It can be very expensive. So I go through and I basically create our own music, which I think I've talked about before on a previous podcast using GarageBand.
Okay. So tell everyone about your process in recording the music with the thing with the earbuds.
Right. The earbuds. So I'm using GarageBand to record our music. I've got your recording here on Audition. So I've got two devices open. I'm making the music on my iPad using GarageBand, and I'm using Audition on my laptop, cutting the episode. I've got two different audio sources going at the same time. So what I do is I put my earbuds in first, and those are connected to my laptop. So those are playing back all the
voiceover recording.
The voiceover recording and the sound effects that I've already fine-tuned and essentially mastered. Then I'll take my big headphones and I'll put those on over my ears over the earbuds. And those are connected to GarageBand on my iPad. So what I can do is I can hit play on the timeline in Audition, hear the dialogue, and I've got transparency on the earbuds. So the sound from the cans is coming through. It's
so
crazy.
You can kind of hear what it's going to sound like as a finished product.
Yeah, so I can hear what it's going to sound like as a finished product. I can make sure that what I'm listening to is matching the mood that I'm trying to create in the podcast.
That's funny.
It's kind of wacky, but yeah, I'll
very
go through
smart,
and I'm,
very
I'm
clever.
Playing loops as I'm editing your...
Hey, that's a good idea if somebody is trying to do that exact thing. Earbuds under headphones to listen to the music while the VO is happening.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got the money, you can have a mixing board and you can have all your sources patched in through the mixing
that
board.
Very professional.
Yeah.
We're not there yet.
No, we're the little podcast could.
I like this though. I like this planning.
This is my duct tape and WD-40 solution.
Okay, so what exactly is sweetening? It's not like sugar in your tea, right?
It is sugar in your tea. It's sugar in your audio.
Okay, so what does it mean though?
It's really just taking that final product and making it sound the best that it can. You're pulling out all those levels that are too high, making sure there aren't levels that are too low, that everything sounds consistent and where it should be and clean.
Okay. So like it doesn't have quiet parts and then super loud parts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
You don't want to blow out anyone's ears, or you don't want them to start listening to your podcast and have to turn up the volume because they can't hear you. And then they get to another part and all of a sudden it's too loud and they're turning the volume down. You want it nice and smooth.
And sweet.
And sweet.
Okay. And then finally, once the episode has all of those elements, you're done. You've done the editing, the sweetening, the sound effects, the music, all of that. Then what do?
Then you have to export it so that you can actually put it up on the podcast services. So you can export it as a bunch of different files.
Okay.
I like to do it as an uncompressed wave because I want to start with the highest quality file that I can. I don't want to degrade the sound at all. If you do compressed files and things like that, every time it goes down through another compression, it's theoretically is going to sound worse and worse.
Okay.
So in order to keep the quality high, I'll start with uncompressed.
Okay, so you make it into a WAV file, and then what do you do with it?
So then I take that file, and that's what I upload to Buzzsprout.
Okay.
And from there, they do their magic.
So that's the last step.
Yeah, that's the last step. It's imported into Buzzsprout, then you can either let it sit there, or you can publish it right away. You can schedule when you want it to publish.
Okay.
But you're pretty much...
And then you're on the air.
Done. Yeah, you're ready to go on the air.
Great.
And I hope it sounds good. You hope all that hard work...
Pays off.
And that maybe one or two people listen.
Yeah. Maybe three.
Three would be amazing.
That's more than the two of us.
You, exactly.
Me that means and you, my mom.
That means you listened, I listened, and one of our parents listened.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe a friend.
Yeah.
You have to have really good friends.
Yes. Friends, are you out there?
Oh, gosh. All right. That finishes up the post bit of this episode. Now it's time for our podcast tip, something we learned to help make your journey easier.
And the podcast tip for today is baffling.
What's baffling?
It baffles me.
Ba-dum-bum.
Okay, that's the thing that we don't do enough of. According to the Century Dictionary, baffling is an arrangement or system of partitions, plates, or rings whereby a tendency to motion in an undesired direction is prevented, or basically eliminating echo and bouncing of sound. So people use pillows, rugs, towels, blankets, foam squares, or standing partitions.
So it basically helps you control the sound.
Yes.
You need this.
We hung some blankets for the Strange Chronicles, and I'm in a closet, so I put a blanket on the floor because it's a wooden floor. And then I've actually heard of people recording under a blanket, which works, but can get very sweaty.
Especially in the summer.
For sure. But yeah, any way you can pad the room to have less echo wherever you're recording. I feel like I did try the under the blanket recording once. And it was very hard to be crouched enough to stay under the blanket with your computer and the microphone. And it got so uncomfortable, even when it's cooler outside. It's just very sweaty.
You're sitting under a blanket that's trapping in all your own body heat. You've got the computer in there with you generating heat.
Yes.
It gets hot fast.
It does. So blankets and towels and rugs and pillows, I think, is the way to go. That's what we have right now.
Yeah, yeah.
We're standing on rugs.
Yep.
We've got pillows and a big blanket.
Thick curtains.
Blankets around the door frames.
Blankets around the door frames. Try and seal that off.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't put professional baffling all over our house, so
no.
We're doing what we can with what we have.
Exactly.
And then, you know, after we did the first episode, I was like, oh, that sounds a little hollow. Each time we brought in a few more things, I think this time we've added this big giant blanket next to us.
Yeah, we'll see if this makes it better.
Yeah, we're just trying to pull out that echoey sound. Well, that's it for this episode of Making the Strange.
We want to thank you for tuning in to our journey in creating a fiction podcast and hope that it can inspire you to create your own story, because we believe everyone has a story to tell. Please email us with any podcast tips or questions you might have at info@thestrangechronicles.com.
Thanks for listening. You can follow us on Instagram @MakingTheStrange and The Strange Chronicles Podcast. And be on the lookout for The Strange Chronicles, a sci-fi detective fiction podcast. Until our next episode, I'm Chris.
And I'm Jennifer. Keep it strange.
This has been a Kings of Content production.